Hello, this is Dustin Wilmus. You might know me from The 5 Count here on KMSU, a show on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Go to thefivecount.com for more info on that. But right now, it is time for a bonus interview here on KMSU. We're here today with Gwen Dickey, the original voice of the band Rose Royce. Gwen, how are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, first of all, Gwen, can you tell us a bit about what you're up to these days? What have you been working on as of late?
Well, I've been working on some new material for Gwen Dickey, nothing to do with Rose Royce. And I have one more song to do. And we're going to get it out on all social media outlets.
Excellent. Yeah, it looks like you've been busy here. I know you've got quite a few shows coming up later this year as well with Shalimar. Can you tell the listeners a bit about that, how you got together with them?
Well, I mean, I've been friends with Shalimar since the Rose Royce days. You know, we all lived in L.A., and we'd see each other occasionally. So, yeah, we're friends. And I was asked to be a guest on their tour. And I said, of course, I'd love to.
Do you know?
It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. Will we be able to see you on the road here, maybe in the U.S., or are you only playing in the U.K. as of now?
Well, no. I'm waiting for the phone to ring. Nobody wants me.
I don't know about that.
No, we're waiting for someone to call and be serious about wanting to book me. And people will see me here in the States. It's something that I really want to do, is to perform back in the States at home.
Yeah, definitely. I hope that works out. And you mentioned you're working on some new music. I know you had some success with your own solo career. Are you getting back to that now after, I know you kind of took a break here and there. You've always been performing, but you're back in the studio, you said?
I'm back in the studio. I'm loving the material that we've written. And as I said, we've got one more song to do, and it'll be put out on all social media outlets, hopefully by the end of March, if not the beginning of April.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited.
Yeah, that is great news. Yeah. Who are you playing with this time around? Who's on the new tracks with you?
Just me.
Okay.
I
don't know if you had maybe a band or some other musicians you were playing with? Or
no, I mean, we brought in musicians, of course, to play. You know, we didn't need a lot of musicians because one of my producers, he did most of it in the studio. And then for instance, we'd bring in a guitar player or a percussion player. So we didn't really need a lot of musicians. That's how we do it these days.
Yeah, things definitely have changed since back when you first started, that's for sure.
Yes, where you'd have to bring in all these musicians, but now everything's done on the computer mostly.
Well, Gwen, I wanted to ask you a bit about those early days and starting the band Rose Royce. I mean, from what I've read, it was kind of an interesting chain of events, how everything unfolded for you.
Well, yes. I mean, because first of all, I never wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be an airline stewardess so I could travel the world without having to pay for tickets. But since I've been traveling and I see what these ladies and gentlemen go through, I think the blessing of me becoming a singer was the best thing for me. Because trust me, I would not have made it. So singing turned out to be the best thing. But I was just singing, hanging out with friends, singing for fun in a club in Fort Lauderdale. And I got discovered by Joe Harris, who is the lead singer of a group called Undisputed Truth. They had a song called Smiling Faces. You and your listeners might be familiar with.
Sure.
And he called Norman Whitfield, the late Norman Whitfield, who was the producer of Undisputed Truth, and then became the producer of Rose Royce. And I went out to audition, and when he saw me, he was like, yeah, you know, you look all right. I'm like, really? And he said it just like that. He was like, yeah, you look all right. So I had been there for about a week, and I said, you know, I'm just sitting around the pool, you know, eating steaks at that time. I don't eat meat anymore. And I said, I'm ready to go home. And he said, and he looked at me, and he said, the next time you go back to Miami, people are going to be running down the street calling your name. And I'm looking at him, well, this guy is crazy. What is he talking about? But as luck would have it, he was absolutely right. The next time I went to Miami, people were running behind our bus calling my name, which was quite weird.
Yeah.
That's when we had, car washes out. So, of course, there was a frenzy.
Definitely. Yeah. The soundtrack to Car Wash. I mean, did you ever imagine that, that film and that soundtrack, both, they would wind up to become what it has here over the years?
To be honest with you, I didn't even think about it because Norman Whitfield's niece and I were sitting, there was this brick wall outside his house in Beverly Hills, and we were sitting there just watching the guys play basketball. And Norman comes up to me, he said, "I want to teach you a song." So I said, "Okay." And he said, "The song is called Car Wash." So Norman's niece, her name is Bunny, she and I looked at each other like, "You want me to sing a song about a car wash?" He went, "Yeah, this song is going to make you rich and famous." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And he started singing, "Working at the car wash." And she and I mean, we literally fell on the ground laughing. he was not happy. So he said, "Come in the house so I can teach you this song. We're going to record it." I was like, "Oh my God. People are going to say, what in the world? She's singing a song about a car wash." He said, "Trust me, this song is going to be big." And of course, he was right. We went to the premiere, and when the song started, I mean, Richard Pryor and all the actors were on their feet dancing, and the director was having a meltdown. He's like, "Turn that music off. Sit down. You need to watch the film." He was literally foaming at the mouth. He was so mad. As soon as the hand clap started and the bass kicked in, everybody in that room were on their feet dancing. I'll never forget it. And we were looking at each other like, "Oh my God." Because we were sitting in the back of this theater, and Norman was laughing. He was like, "I told you this was going to be a big song." I mean, see people like Richard Pryor and all these actors on their feet dancing to our song, which we thought was quite corny. Oh, it was good. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that song, of course, and so many on that album. And for me, especially that song, "I'm Going Down," I think one of the greatest songs ever. It's still probably my favorite off that album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well,
it's been covered by Mary J. Blige and a couple other artists, so you're not the only one that really likes it. Besides me, of course.
Well, Gwen, did you spend any time on the set of the film while they were making it?
Oh, yeah, every day. Because Norman had to be there to see what they were doing, what scene they were doing, so that he could go back and write music for that scene. So basically, I was with him every day, the bass player and I. We would jump in the car and go with him every day. That scene with the Turner Sisters, when we heard that song, because we had watched them do that scene. And then Norman went home and wrote the music for that scene. And we were like, wow. We were more excited about that song than we were Car Wash.
Well, yeah, I know that film and that album and the ones that, the three other ones you did after that really influenced, a who's who of rappers and R&B artists over the years. I mean, it must be cool for you to know the influence that you've had on popular music, really, over the years.
I mean, I'm always quite surprised that I hear all these rappers using "Wishing on a Star," "Love Don't Live Here Anymore," and the beautiful and talented Miss Beyonce recorded it. I was like, oh. And then Jay-Z, before he became the person he is now in the industry, was constantly knocking on my door, having his people call me to be "Wishing on a Star" with him. I was like, "Mate, I've seen it. Find somebody else. I don't want to do it." And they wouldn't take no for an answer. So to get rid of them, I did it. And it was a pretty good record. It turned out to be top 10, so it wasn't too bad. And it put him on the road to be this mogul that he has become. And I'm quite happy that I played a part in helping him to get to where he is today.
Definitely, yeah. It's great, the success that you had with Rolls Royce, and then eventually, as you mentioned here, on your own with your solo career as well. I mean, you've had a lot of success there too. I love that you're still out there doing it. It's amazing the success you've had and you continue to have.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, to be honest with you, I don't know how to do anything else. I've got no choice. My parents insisted that I go to college and be a doctor or a lawyer. But I never wanted to sing. I never thought of myself as a singer. It's just something that just fell in my lap. And once my parents saw the success of Rolls Royce, then they kind of got off my back. But they were very, very insistent that I go to college. I did go, but I didn't go to class. And I was taking their checks until my sister blabbed and said, you know, she's not in college. She's just taking your money. She's hanging out with these people, singing in nightclubs and everything. Oh, they went mental. the check stopped and they said, oh, you need to get a job. Because, you know, we're sending you to college and you haven't even been to one class. I said, I did go to one. I know a little bit about an airplane. But anyway, well, it all turned out good in the end.
Yeah, you definitely made the right choice. And as you mentioned, you've got new music here coming out pretty soon. Gwen, is there anything else maybe we should be watching out for or something the fans might keep an eye out for?
Oh, I'd rather not say. I don't want to put a damper on it and then it doesn't happen. But there could be something else coming along that your listeners will enjoy and hopefully embrace it. That's all I can say right now.
Okay, yeah, just as you mentioned, the social media pages like Facebook and stuff, that's the place to be keeping an eye on things?
Yes, Facebook, Spotify, Apple. They're going to be, the songs will be on all of the media outlets. Hopefully by the end of March, if not definitely by April. But my photograph will be there and my name, so people will know it's me. And hopefully they like what they hear.
Definitely. I know they will. And Gwen, it's been an honor speaking with you. I am a huge fan. And thank you so much for joining
me.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, then. Thank you.
And again, that was the one and only Gwen Dickey of Rose Royce. Stay tuned for her new music coming out soon.
Yeah.